Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to the weekly conversation with Kyle. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Welcome back. I was on a hiatus with family stuff, so I want to thank you all so much for your patience and everything, and thank you for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Folks, tonight, liberals are making America great again. Everything they're doing is just great, you know, having protests, leaving cities with biohazard messes to clean up, and damaging, you know, I don't know how damaging Donald Trump's star on the Walk of Fame is helping make America great, but Trump isn't doing it, and that's what they're doing to make America great. So I know this to be a fact. I've seen on a lot of media tons and tons of, like, I only know of one true recall, and that's the Pritchard Farm, if you like the goldfish crackers. I'm talking about a cracker, not a white person. I'm not trying to offend the white people, even though I am white. Man. Cracker refers to a little goldfish thing. But I'm going to get into that. There's a huge recall. Yosemite National Park, most of it, the heart of it, is having like 57-mile square area of wildfires. It's been closed as of Wednesday. I'm going to get into that. Melania Trump, she's not really the first lady, because the first lady went way back. You know, Melania Trump is one of the many ladies of the White House, not the very first one. I always do that joke, but yeah. She went to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital to visit the kids and stuff. And of course, there can't be, I don't know how the liberals consider anything good out of that, but when they have to make up something, they probably come up with, you know, how much it costs to have the Secret Service and have her go to the hospital and da da da. But Michelle Obama would have 75 servants with her following around and hand and feet, and they wouldn't care. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do, folks. I know. Proverbs 16:24. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. If many of you probably don't know, and I took a week and a half off. I went up to Michigan, I'd say the 27th is me and my wife's anniversary, and right before then, family called us and told us that my brother had severe acid reflux for like 15 years, which he's never had an issue with. And I guess there's like 3 million people that deal with celiac disease and don't have one issue, no sign, no symptom. And he basically wanted to get some deep. And, you know, he was having trouble swallowing. And when he went to his doctor, everything came out. And when he couldn't keep down a Hot Now hamburger or a hamburger in general, he went to Burgess because he couldn't keep it down. And that's when they realized he has esophageal cancer stage 3. And the PET scan came back that it had spread. And this episode is dedicated to him and his love for the Second Amendment, this country, the Bible, God, and us. I mean, I can tell you when I would have a bad day. Well, it wasn't a bad day, because Jesus lived a perfect life and was crucified on the cross, died and was buried, and on the third day rose again. So you could have a perfect life. So you could live for him. And how bad is your day now? Okay. So this one's for you, Don. I want to thank you for tuning in. And I could see liberals saying, okay, Trump's not making America great, but this is what we're doing. This is how we're giving back. We're building habitat homes like Jimmy Carter. You can at least say Jimmy Carter's doing something. He may not be the greatest. He's farthest from the greatest president in the world. He's like in like the last.
My bottom five.
Yeah, he's like, but at least he's building. At least he's doing something with building habitat homes. At least you can say that. What can the liberals say? We're making America great by taking a pick and axe and damaging Trump's star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How is that making America great? I disagree. We disagree with Obama. Okay, we do. Where is our? How many like statues or how many? Like plaques or anything of Barack Obama's have been damaged. Let me see here. How many of Barack Obama's plaques or statues have been damaged?
Okay, I found this on the web for how many of Barack Obama's plaques or statues have been damaged.
And do you know what it comes up with? The removal of Confederate monuments. Because there is none. None. We're not doing that. We're above that. We're above damaging a Walk of Star fame. A star in the Walk of Fame. We're above that. But, you know, liberals aren't because, you know, Trump is just so bad, so evil. No. What Trump's doing, see, Trump's trying to get buddy-buddy with Russia so we can get back that 20% of the uranium Hillary sold them. He's trying to get that back. That's what Trump's doing. You know, oh, yeah. You know, when Barack Obama was sitting there in an interview, and when it's done, the mics were still on and they were hot, and you heard him goes, well, this is my last presidency, but, you know, once I get reelected, cha-ching, I'll have more leverage. Oh, but that doesn't, you know, liberals were not raised by that. Of course, liberals were not raised because they don't know anything. They're just like, okay. I'm waiting for the person that's giving me a paycheck to tell me what I'm supposed to protest today. I don't know. And half of them probably would disagree with what they're protesting against, but they don't know. I don't know. Can you believe that Donald Trump thinks the earth is round? Huh. That's the liberals for you, folks. Yeah. I want Trump so bad to come out in support of oxygen. I so want that. I want to see liberals there with the paper plastic bags over their heads suffocating themselves. Trump supports oxygen. I can't breathe anymore. I so want to see that. I want to see that. I want to see Trump in support of a gun ban. I just want to see liberals actually support guns. Because because most liberals cannot say anything good about Trump. I could say that, okay, one thing good I could say about Obama. The only thing I could possibly positively say is he tried to make healthcare affordable for everyone. Did it work? Not at all. I give him an A minus for the effort, but he totally screwed us all. Oh, let's hire a Canadian company that's not done anything and they've been fired by Canada, but let's use them. At least he tried to do something. It wasn't meant to be, you know, I mean, but then you look at it like, hey, it was his signature piece of legislation and he was exempt from it. You know how outraged the liberals would be if they had a Trump care and Trump exempted himself from it? Yep. They would go ballistic. But when Obama exempted, because I shut a liberal up one time. I said, well, what did Obama do except for pass a piece of health care legislation that he was exempt from? His own, it wasn't like it was America's better health care. It was Obamacare. 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 And he was exempt from it. His name was on it. Coming up on the 27th of June is the longest lunar eclipse that will happen in like the 100 years. And I guess we're supposed to have like a red moon and all this stuff is supposed to happen. And of course, it gives liberals the ability to say that that's the night that all the Trump supporters are going to drink the Kool-Aid. No, what Trump's doing is he's going to pass out the Kool-Aid and say, take this stuff and give it to the liberals and let them drink it. Let's make America great again. Because, I mean, I've seen so many photos where it has, like, Trump and, like, you will drink the Kool-Aid. Like, oh, I guess we're so retarded and stupid that we voted for Trump, but we're going to do whatever he says. We're gonna agree with 100% of everything he does. No, that's a liberal that does that. A nation where we have freedom of speech and freedom to say what we want, but I guess on The View, that doesn't matter. When a judge goes on there, bye-bye. Get out of here. Get the beep out of my place. Oh, and Whoopi doesn't deny she did it. She is, oh, I never spit on her. But I did all that, but I didn't spit on her. That's the problem we have in this country. You have this country where there was the South Park episode with the Hall of Tolerance about you need to be tolerant to this and that. And as soon as they go to the Hall of Tolerance, what do they do? Get out of here, you dirty lungs, you smoker. Get out of here. And they go off on them. And, oh, I thought you're supposed to be tolerant of everyone. We're supposed to have, but when we talked about, when I was talking about this longest lunar eclipse, because I love space. And I think it's awesome. And when you have the longest total lunar eclipse of the century, people are commenting about, this is the night that the spaceship comes behind the moon and Trump supporters are drinking the Kool-Aid and all this. Liberals are, of course, posting this. And so I'm just like, oh, Lord. This is a fun fact, being, if anyone out there is a deadhead, this is a fun fact, because I was watching this space thing on, like, National Geographic about outer space, and If you saw the dead, I think it was the other ones on tour in 2009 when they came around, it's one of the groups when Jerry was no longer around. They did when Mickey Hart did his drum, him and Bill Kreisman did their drumming, part of it, you heard all these sounds in the background at the beginning of it, and it was all these space sounds. It was all these like quasars and all these celestial objects that like Earths and moons that spin, and it's the sound of it that was recorded and it was playing in the background. It was really cool when you found out what it was, because you didn't know what it was, but it was just really neat that those sounds are out there. So I just thought, neat little fun fact that was kind of something that they did down that tour. And you know, but I just couldn't believe when I'm like, this is cool, this is like a lunar eclipse thing, and then you're talking about the liberals coming out about Trump supporters are going to drink the Kool-Aid now because the spaceship is behind the moon. That's why it turns red. And I'm like, oh, really? I mean, come on. You know, when we didn't like Obama, we were stating facts. Okay? The Kenyan people say he was born there. The paper says our native-born son. They have signs that say, welcome to Kenya, birthplace of Barack Hussein Obama. We were stating facts why we didn't like them. We weren't just like, oh, screw, we don't want change. When you look at some of the slogans Trump used, Trump used great slogans. Obama, his slogans, well, if you translate that into Germany, it's the same slogan Hitler used. I mean, these were facts. You could say it's a coincidence that he's using the same. But when you had people from Germany that felt like, here we go, I feel like I'm back in pre-World War II Hitler, Germany, before Hitler took power, that's how I feel. And then you talk to some of those very few people that are still alive, they say, I don't see Hitler and Trump. I did in Obama, but not, and these are Germans. They're not really political one way or the other. But as you talk about these crazy liberals and some of the bull crap they do, But Hillary Clinton, like, is, I mean, these liberals are taking after their leader, Hillary Clinton. And if she can't concede and she can't deal with the fact that she lost, they can't deal with it. And they're just like, they're a never ending wine fest. I'm not talking about the drinking kind. I just love those compilation videos where it has like the liberal, oh, I had such a video plan to, I had my Make America Great hat. I had such a video plan that was going to bash Trump, and I can't do it now. I'm so pissed off. I'm like, gee, yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself because you bought into the media's bullcrap. It's a 99.9999999998% chance that Trump's going to lose to Hillary. You know, she's, oh, we're just going to give her the presidency. You know, she's just going to start moving her stuff in. Wrong. But, I mean, you really wanted a candidate that didn't even have the balls to concede the night of the election when she had lost? Of course she couldn't concede. She was so pissed off they had to sedate her. They had to give her a bunch of benzos. Put them in her drink. As of noon on Wednesday, the heart of Yosemite National Park has been closed for at least, and will be closed for at least 4 days as they battle massive wildfires. It's crazy. You know, I mean, stuff's going on like this, and it's not being talked about. And they're flying planes that they fill up with water and dump over. And they got firefighters from all over the U.S. helping out with this blaze. And they're letting people know because there are people that are showing up. Hey, we're going on vacation. Because it's not big news. Kind of like going to Wally World and it's closed. Where'd you want to go, son? Hawaii, Dad? No. Wally World. Wally World. And it's close. I mean, so it's crazy. And they're just because they don't want to make sure that people, and they're phoning people that made reservations to come and all this stuff. They're phoning them and they're emailing them and texting them saying, hey, it's closed. Don't come. So they don't have like a bunch of people and try to keep people away. And there's more than 3,300 firefighters. And they're aided by helicopters and all kinds of stuff. So one firefighter, the claim has been killed July 14th, and six others have been injured. So keep those guys in your thoughts and prayers. You know, as everyone's worried about the separation of the kids. This is how another way that liberals are making America great. Portland, Oregon is to clean up a disgusting Occupy ICE camp, calling it a biohazard. Because, you know, they're liberals. They're peeing, they're pooping all over the place. There's food everywhere. There's all kinds of stuff. They don't care. They're not. If they protested when they were done, they cleaned up everything and you couldn't tell that they were there. Okay. Then you could at least say, hey, but that's not the case. These Make America Great liberals are trashing America, and then they're trying to say that, oh, Trump's not making America great. Trump doesn't care about America, but then, hey, it's just one of those things. I want to get into this because there's been a lot of uproar, and I want to talk a lot about this and my opinions. The NFL now has supposedly retracted their viewpoint on, no, we're not going to punish people. There's no whatever. If you want to protest and take a knee, you can take a knee at the national anthem. You can do whatever you want. And Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said that his players must stand for the national anthem or bye-bye. And there's people like, oh, yeah, what do we know North Korea that they're making people stand up for the national anthem? And I'm going to get into what I think about it, my thoughts and all this stuff. And I think you should have, if you want to take a knee during the national anthem, you have the First Amendment right to, should you? No. No. You can say whatever you want to call it. It's disrespecting our country. And if I don't know how, if you don't like, if you hate our country that much and think it's that bad that you can't stand for the national anthem with your hand on your heart, then why are you here? You're making how many millions a year, and you're probably claiming that there is income inequality and that you don't have the same opportunities as everyone else. It's sad that Jerry Jones has to say, hey, stand up for the national anthem if you're on the Dallas Cowboys team, or don't play at all. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, why do you want to live in a country if you don't respect its national anthem or what it stands for? If you think that America is about hatred and bigotry and all this stuff, and what these liberals need to do is if they want socialism, they need to go to a country that has socialism. If they want socialism that bad, they need to go to a country. You know, if you think government health care is that great, go to a country that has it. Are there some benefits to it? I'm sure there are. Are there negatives to it? Yes, there are. What's going to happen, folks, is, okay, the Surgeon General of America doesn't think you need a mammogram till you're 70. Can you get one before 70? Darn straight you can. Is the government going to pay for it? No, because the Surgeon General says you don't need one till you're 70. That's when they'll start testing. Okay. The government says that Surgeon General's come out and said you don't need a pap smear till you're 50. Should you get one before then? Darn shooting. Is the government going to pay for it? No. Not until you're 50. Because the Surgeon General said you don't need one until you're 50. Should you get your prostate exam? Yes. Should you get a colonoscopy? Yes. If the Surgeon General says you don't need it till you're 60, the government won't pay for it till you're 60. Yeah, you can have it done 50 times if you got the money, but it's not. And don't worry, because you're eventually going to run out of people's money to borrow. But hey, that's this world we live in, you know. What was it? What did John F. Kennedy used to say? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Now liberals are free, free, free. Give me. Yes, sir. It's one of those things. I don't understand. And I can understand if you could sit there and have a conversation with a liberal and they could prove to you, yeah, guess what? This is what's going on. I can prove to you that we can pay for everyone's college. I can prove it to you. I can show you the mathematics. But they can't. Because when they say, okay, we're going to do this and this and this, okay, after 2 years, there's no money left. Then what do you do? They can't. I wish a liberal could say, socialism works. Let me show you how I can prove it to you. Here's a country where it works. You can't, because it doesn't. It might look good on paper. If I was a bank, I wouldn't loan you money for it. If you were I'm opening up a business that's called socialism. No thanks. I'm not going to test that with a 10-foot pole. I mean, even the liberals try to take like stuff that Trump tweets and twist it and try to manipulate it to make it out to be not what he wrote. They got to twist everything because socialism won't work, but they got to twist it to make it sound like it's going to be a good thing, like it can work. Like, oh. Don't worry. See, there's a reason why if you get, like, because they've had rolls of pre-made cookie dough that they had to recall. Why? Because it may have come in contact with peanuts, and it doesn't say that on the container, that it's processed in a peanut facility. See, they have to say that to cover their butts. Even though it doesn't, even though 99% of the people are not going to be harmed, someone that has a peanut allergy may eat that. They gotta, they've done their homework. They've done their research. Well, the one person is going to get a package of that, and it doesn't say anything about me manufacturing a place that manufactures tree nuts and peanuts. Even though it doesn't contain any in there, some dust could get on there. They're covering their butts. They've done their homework. They've done their research. Liberals have claimed they've done it, but when you talk, they don't have a leg to stand on. Show me a nation where socialism is great. Now, if you took a country like France and you said, okay, hey, well, we can't financially sustain people on to let them retire at 65. We got to move the retirement age up to 70. And this is the cutoff where people at this age are grandfathered. You know, no, I was told when I was born that this is what's going on. Da 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 da. They could be 30, and they will fight to the death because they were told that they were going to be able to do this and that. Eventually, at some point, you run out of money, and you're going to have to make cuts. You're going to have to make sacrifices. You're going to say, okay, we just can't put everyone on. Because there was a time in France where you could be unemployed and get more money than probably working. Do your homework. Because a lot of the stuff you talk about doesn't add up on paper. I'm hoping to get the replay of it, and I will get the replay, but Roseanne Barr is right now on Sean Hannity, so I'm going to have to listen to that interview when some off in the air, but that just came up on my feed, so just wanted to pass along. And talking about food, I've seen a bunch of recalls come up, and I didn't know which were real and which were not, but I do know this one is a fact, and I don't want to give, because via my Yahoo feeds and stuff, I've got like a 10, and I don't know what's real and what's not, but in my research, I did find out that Petridge Farm, through their Twitter account and everything, has actually recalled voluntarily Goldfish crackers because of possible salmonella contamination. And the varieties are the Flavor Blasted Extra Cheddar, Flavor Blasted Sour Cream and Onion, Goldfish Baked with Whole Grain Extra Cheddar, and Goldfish Mixed Extra Cheddar Plus Pretzel. It does not say if it's a regional thing. It just says, if you got a problem, no illnesses have been reported, but if you want to know an update, you can go to www.petridgefarm.com/goldfishupdate or call customer service at 800-679-1791. I'm in the restaurant business. I do healthcare, and we've gotten letters saying that, hey, this brand of beans we've gotten has been found to have botulism. So it's been to the point where there are places I've worked at, when this company found out they had botulism, the company that ran the kitchen, we had to throw all that out 100%. We got refunds, obviously, and we could never use that product ever again. And basically, a lot of places stopped using that. So so when stuff like this comes up, this is something that I like to do these recalls when I can, because this is something very serious. But like I've said, there is no known illnesses, but just in test batches, they found stuff. I used to eat those all the time. Those are great in potato soup. But a celiac, you can't have those. Yep. Because, like, where I work, we have a new person training, and that's the first thing. Two of the people said, yeah, anything that contains wheat, make sure you let him know so that he doesn't try it. And when we mean wheat, we mean, okay, if you use soy sauce, that produces wheat. If you have this, it has, like, hydrogenated wheat protein. You got to think of anything. Because most people just think of basic wheat. They don't think of, like the barley or rye or wheat and the minute things that like a lot of the cereals use barley malt extract. We can't have it. Some people don't think about, and you know, it kind of goes back to my kitchen roots. And you know, now it's I mean, I've had people like, what can you eat? Let's go backwards. Just tell us what you can eat. And it's like, okay, instead of I can't have this, just tell me what you can have. And I will make sure that only it's a new pan, nothing touches it, but anything you listed, you know. So, moving on, folks. First Lady Melania Trump visited with patients at the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville on Tuesday. And somehow this can't be, of course, you know, if Michelle did it, it'd be like the greatest thing since sliced bread, even though she'd probably have 70 million employees and people and helping out. So it's one of those things that just kind of makes you, I mean, I love what she did, but I'm sure they'll talk about, you know, how much it costs to fly her out there and the Secret Service and all this. But you look at someone like Michelle Obama, she would have done it. And look at, she's there for the kids, and she's there, and she's, look at this humanitarian, and, you know. It's the whole double standard. I mean, I don't get it, but I think it's great that she's going out there and visiting kids and being there. She reminds me of a Nancy Reagan, a very classy first lady.
Yeah.
Someone that's there for America.
Barbara Bush, Laura Bush, they were all classy.
Yep.
All three of them.
Well, there's a lot of people that there. The Secret Service said that when George Bush got in there, finally respect came back to the White House. Because I guess it was a chaotic mess when Bill was there. Oh wow, this is how bad it is. Okay, you know, there are flooding, and they're California is flooded with immigrants and illegals and all this crap. And there's poverty and there's drug use and there's high taxes and there's all kinds of crap going on. And what is California doing? Banning plastic straws. So if I was to get plastic straws for a birthday party in California, I could probably go to jail for... Yep, they all are. And for what reason?
Plastic in the environment or in the ocean.
And it's like 0.001%.
Well, yeah, which in the end, what they're replacing it with is more plastic than what the straws are.
Oh, it's because I love Starbucks. I don't agree with their policies. I just like the coffee. I mean, you can't win.
No.
You can't. I mean, if you were to, I mean, I'm going to actually look into who is sponsoring the NFL this year and seeing if it's possible to ban all those. Because a lot of the problems with banning any of those companies that sponsor is okay. Like, well, if, let's say, Kraft Foods sponsored the NFL. Well, you may get this sauce. Well, if you look at it, it's made by Kraft Foods. There are so many companies. Well, I want to get A1 steak sauce is made by Kraft Foods. The Taco Bell stuff is either Kraft or Heinz. One of the two. And that's, I mean, you would have to, okay, well, here's 75 things I couldn't eat because they're all made by the parent company. You know, and it's just one of those things that, you know, but it's just ridiculous. I could murder my wife and probably get less jail time than someone that got straws for a birthday party. That's how ridiculous this is. When it's like 0.001% of the plastic in the ocean, Now, if they legalized hemp and made hemp plastic, then the straws would be biodegradable. Now, I'm kind of mad I didn't go to Chicago, because there was a millionaire businessman running for mayor in Chicago who was handing out money to churchgoers. Yeah.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, I would have been at the churches. I'd have been there. I'd have probably been the only white person in that church, but man, you better be tithing. Oh, I know. If that was a Republican doing that, oh my. No, he just wants your vote. He don't care. Go to South Chicago and see if that guy lives there. Nope. He probably owns just enough property in there to say, yep, that's my district. I live there. And it's probably some abandoned building. Handing out money. Speak of the devil, this actually came up. So this is, I want to quick go back. This is actually a legit thing. This is on my news feed. This is from actual FoxNews.com. That Kraft Heinz has actually voluntarily recalled thousands of cases of Taco Bell cheese dip due to the risk of botulism. So that's another one. They're not, these recalls are not saying anything about them. They're not saying like they're regional, like one shipped to Indiana. They're just saying that this stuff has potential for botulism, and and the other one has salmonella. And they're not saying that it's anything. They're not saying that it's regional, or they're just saying, hey, we're recalling these for this and for salmonella and botulism, and that the Taco Bell Heinz cheese sauce is another one that is being reported. So interesting, because I mean, that it's like there, I think there was like two others, but I couldn't verify the authenticity of them, so I just kept them out because I don't know, and I don't want to give you false information. And I mean, but I guess I don't, why would anyone, I mean, I guess I can say, why would someone put out a broadcast about like a food recall on something when it's not real, but then people put up stuff about fake celebrity deaths because they think it's funny or something. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you take this and run with it, and try to do something, and try to be constructive, and try to, And thank you if you are a liberal that you're outraged that they're damaging Trump's star on the Walk of Fame, or that they're attacking GOP headquarters. If you're outraged, I'm glad. This is kind of good. This is something my brother would love. A Ninth Circuit backs the right to carry firearms in public in latest pro-Second Amendment ruling. See, I've always carried my gun with me, whether I've been in Chicago, and I guess you can't even, because the laws are such, but it's one of those things that I've always carried my gun. I've always wondered if I ever had to shoot it in public, because I always have earplugs. And to shoot in public, I'm not going to be putting in earplugs. Okay, let's shoot. But it's a good sign that we're winning the battle. Because like I've had so many people say, well, we have all this gun violence and you support a president that's not doing anything. I'm like, well, okay. Well, first of all, that shooting in Florida on Valentine's Day, that was the gun-free zone. How could guns get there? I don't understand. I mean, that was a gun-free zone. How did guns make it in there? I could understand if you take it on yourself and say, okay, well, why? If you argue, why didn't the police do something? There were red flags with this kid. Why didn't they step up and do something? Why didn't they try to stop him? But they didn't. They don't care. This is kind of cool, you know, I mean, that we finally got a Second Amendment victory in our favor that says, hey, you should have the right to carry a gun. It's amazing that finally a Ninth Circuit Court judge agrees with us. I mean, we're not trying to off the world. We're just trying to protect our loved ones and our friends and our family. And it's nice to see finally get a ruling in our favor, you know. Maybe we want to protect our kids. We got a bunch of trained, out-of-work veterans that could protect our schools. Put them to work. Give them a job. They'll do a great job. You know, what do they tell you when you leave Marine Corps recruit training? Hug your mom, hug your dad, hug your sister, hug your brother, and snap right back to being a Marine. I know because I've seen 50 million. I love watching basic training of Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. I think that's cool. I wish I could have served, but with my muscle issue, I would have found out really quick. I think I would have been diagnosed a lot sooner when I couldn't have kept up. But this is really cool. I love this. There was a police officer in Tallahassee, Florida, who goes above and beyond the call of duty to help a homeless man land a job. Because he was homeless and he went to McDonald's to try to get a job. He helped him shave to get him ready for the interview so that he could get a job. Because he wanted to work and he needed to clean up and look presentable. And the police officer helped him. And someone actually posted CNN... pro-Trump cop forces homeless man to cut his beard. Because that's what they would have to do. I mean, that can't be... An officer can't do anything good. He can't help a homeless man clean up so he can get a job so he can try to do something. Oh, that's funny. Those videos are the best when, like, CNN is doing interviews with people and the guy walks by and goes, CNN is fake news. CNN is fake news. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard this, but Ivanka Trump's fashion company is shutting down. Yeah. Well, it's not really shutting down. They're doing it on purpose because she wants to focus more on Washington and where she is and what she's doing. It's not because of lack of sales, as CNN would probably have you believe. I mean, as I move on, folks, and I told someone this, and like, well, you know, because like, we have spent more money, I thought Trump has, than I would have liked, but I put it in her hands. I said, okay, well, I want to see deflation. I want to see the dollar more valuable. I'm going to see my dollar worth more. I want to be able to fill up my tank for $1 a gallon and have it be a valuable dollar. I want to be able to get a $4 footlong from Subway and have them make more money than they're making now. I want to have a valuable dollar. Like I don't know if I said this before or not. I don't think it was before, but on Cheers, Coach, the old coach, he talked about, he told the guy, go upstairs, Carla, and get, you know, one of them, and get, here's 20, get me a roll of silver. Because the coins used to have silver in them. That's what they call it. Give me a roll of silver. And they give you like a $10 bill, and you get a roll of silver. Coin that had silver in it. But that's the, you know, that kids don't, unless you're someone that's into coins, most kids wouldn't know if they had value or not. Old coins had silver and gold. I don't care. They don't teach stuff like that. I want to see a more valuable dollar. That's what I want to see out of everything that's going on in D.C. I want to see a dollar that's worth something. And that's where we're at, folks. So maybe we'll see a valuable dollar someday. I hope so. I really do. Because that's the ultimate bottom line. I mean, because there was a lady that's gone viral on Yahoo because she posted how much she pays for her two kids' insulin, or one of her kids. I think it's both her kids on insulin, and was in the car crying how much it costs and all this stuff. And I've said this before. I can remember back to a day when you could go into a refrigerator at, like, your drugstore, open up the fridge, pull out the insulin you needed, go right next to it and get syringes. There were no laws. There were no prescriptions for it. You didn't have to have a prescription. Just have needles and all this stuff. Well, guess what? Guess what, folks? What you find out is a guy came up to my wife and says, well, my mom's like, well, they better have a cure for this. My mom's like, well, and the long and short of it, he goes, ma'am, with the money I spend on diabetic patients, plus I'll never find the cure. It's too lucrative. And it's one of those things that I look at and agree with wholeheartedly. You know, I mean, I feel bad for the lady. I've lived it my whole life with my sister and how much she has to pay. It's ridiculous. But I don't want socialized medicine just because someone's paying. I want them to say, well, they need to come before the Congress and Senate and say, why is the diabetic testing supplies, why is that stuff so expensive? Why, for it being around as long as it has, why is it so expensive? Why isn't it, what, and prove, you know, okay, why is it so expensive? Show me why it has to be that expensive. Why do you have to make that much money? Justify the if you're going to increase the tuition at Purdue University as much, okay, they can go to a board, and they have to, okay, this is what it's going to cost to pay these bills, this is what we have to pay. And they don't. So it's just crazy. I want to move on, folks, but I'm just at a loss because I've been there and I've seen it my whole life, and I don't want to have socialized medicine just do, okay, you know, they need to find a way to, okay, justify why prescriptions cost what they do, justify that, and why something's been around as long as it has is so expensive. As many of you know, Man United played AC Milan last night, and we won on penalties at the end, but it was a 1-1 draw. But I'm going to get into, because right now, what do we have to show? We have Dalot, and we have Fred. Dalot's not going to be, he's going to be down the road a great player, a development player, but Fred's basically the only transfer we've gotten. Now, is it Mourinho? I think the board is running Manchester United like a business, okay? We're in the top, we're out of the top four. They'll spend whatever they have to get us in there. But then once we're in the top four, they don't want to spend a dime. even though they got billions to spend, they don't want to do it. They just don't want to spend the money. We're in the take what you got and run with it. Now, granted, Jose Mourinho in his first press conference, when he asked, like, well, can you win the league with this title, with win the league with this these players you have, he refused to answer that. Now I'd say, these are my players on my pitch. We're going to win the title with these, and I'm hoping to add more players to help these players dominate. Not only win the title, because they can win with who I have, but he could have spun it. Alex Ferguson would have spun that thing. Yep. Not only am I going to get more players, even if I don't, these players are going to win the title for me. They're the best. I mean, we're looking at possibly getting Harry Maguire, center back, and I think it's great. People outraged that if we get him, it's going to be £65 million. But guess what, folks? That's the growing rate for center backs in this league right now. He's a great player. He's great. He's Premier League proven. Fourth is saying it. He played all 38 games with Leicester last season, Leicester City. He's Premier League proven. £65 million. He's probably about £50 million, but he had a really good World Cup. I like him, and I'd be happy if we got him, because first of all, we need some players in the club. But he's Premier League proven. He played all 38 games with Leicester. Can he compete at a Premier League level? Is he used to the cold? Is he used to the tempo and the speed of the Premier? He's Premier League proven. He's played 38 games. He's incredible. I think Sky Sports has reported this, and it used to be pretty accurate. Now they can be hit or miss. And I mean, is it something that Manchester United has come out with, and you know, that we're interested in him, and they're just trying to run with it to try to see if they can get him to the Hotspurs? You know, if like, Alderweireld or Maguire, if one of them two, you know, if they're trying to shake things up. I can't pronounce names. So, Tony Alderweireld or Harry Maguire, I think we'll get one of those two. And I think the Sky Sports is maybe, let's see if we can bring this out and kind of push this story and see where the Hotspurs are going. Are they going to keep Alderweireld or what? You know, are they going to go after him or who knows? I think we'll get Harry Maguire I think we're going to at least get one more signing, if not two. If we don't, I think it is not Mourinho's fault. Do I blame Mourinho for things? Yeah. When that first press conference came out, he should have came out and said, hey, I live near where Purdue University is. And the coach that we have, Ron, came here and said, you know what? These are my players. I'm not waiting 2 or 3 years till I get my players that I recruit in. These are my players. If you're not good enough to be my player, then you shouldn't be at Purdue University. You shouldn't be on this team. You're on my team. We're gonna work together, and you're my team, and we're gonna win. And that's what he's done. And I was impressed. And that's how Jose Mourinho should be. These are my players. We're gonna dominate. Hopefully, we can get more to even. We're gonna win the league, but we're gonna dominate. Yeah. I refuse to comment. We got to at least get Harry Maguire, at least, or Tony Alderweireld, at least a couple more players, you know. But even if we don't, which we, you know, we have the money, we should be buying players, we need to have some positivity from the manager. I mean, okay, yeah, he doesn't want to, can we win the title? No, I don't know. I don't know if we can win. Who knows? Does Mourinho want answer? So why should I care? You know? He didn't care. I mean, 90 seconds left in the program. You know, it doesn't matter who's the manager. If it was Zidane the manager, it wouldn't matter. You got to, the manager sets the tone for the team. I want a person that on the pitch is a captain. That's like, okay, folks, just to let you know, Leicester City, when I came into Old Trafford, I took my shirt off, ripped my heart out, and then put my jersey on. On the pitch, you're mine. We don't have that anymore. We don't have that style of Manchester United where, okay, you're in our house. Game on. Bring it. There's no routine anymore. It's like going down. Yeah, if someone gets hurt, they might take their heart and put it back in a little bit. Okay, once you're okay, they get their heart out, and then when the game's over, great game. You know, sort of like Dale Sr. used to do. I'll let you, you know, you're going to win tons of titles, Junior, but I'm not going to give you anything. And I'm going to leave you with this. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until we meet again, good night and God bless. Goodbye.